welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a powerful encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Eastwood Annabelle.
If you carry an anointing, no matter how strong your anointing is, if you don't understand how dangerous the human being can be, your anointing will not last. The human being is good, no two ways about that. But the Bible said, his heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And then he said, who can know it? That means you cannot take a human being for granted. If you walk about in the world and underestimate a human being, your success will not last. If you have a ministry, the ministry will not last. If you have a business, it will not last. If you run an institution, it will not last until you know human beings. Human beings can be very dangerous. At the same time, the human being can be very good. In fact, I wish what we are teaching, we could just take only businesses and apply it to business. Then we take church, apply it to church. Then we take family, apply it to family. People will understand it better. But when you teach it to everybody like I'm doing now, it's very easy to take yourself out of it because you don't see how it applies to you. For example, if we talk about the Absalom spirit, everybody knows Absalom spirit to happen, and we just assume that Absalom spirit happens only in the church. But Absalom's thing did not happen in a church. It happened in a house. The guy was very dangerous. He killed his own brother. But I'm sure in your house, you think your children can kill each other. I like the way you assume it. Then he ran into exile, came back home, staged coup d'etat, threw the father out of town, carried the father's wives to rooftop, and slept with all of them. Then he staged a war and said they should kill everybody, including the father. The man staged a very dangerous conspiracy before they realized David's own counselor, Ahithophel, joined the conspiracy. The world in which we live, I know you love your sons and your daughters. I mean, seriously. But deal with them according to merit. If you have a son who is a bad boy, he's a bad boy. Period. If you have a daughter who is a bad daughter, she's a bad daughter. Don't pretend that the person is good. Dwell with them according to knowledge. If you are doing business and you have an accountant or a managing director or general manager and the person is dangerous, stop pretending the person is not dangerous. And the people who are the biggest victims to these dangerous human beings are those of us who preach the love revolution. And you know, I preached the love revolution for a long time. Then I wrote this book, Overcoming the Spirit of Envy. And that is because, you see, the Bible says charity envieth not. And because you don't envy, and you can't kill, and you can't destroy, your biggest assumption is that everybody is like you. But some human beings kill. Some human beings curse. And in fact, everything they do in life is about cursing somebody. Now, so this Absalom spirit features the envy of a son towards his father. Absalom envied David, his father, and developed an elaborate plan to oust him from his throne or palace. 2 Samuel 15, verse 1 to 6. And it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, "Of what city art thou?" And he said, "Thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel." And Absalom said unto him, "See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no one deputed of the king to hear thee." Absalom said, moreover, "Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which has any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice." And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. After this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. Absalom was a thief who didn't steal people's goats, sheep, donkeys. He stole hearts. And the interesting thing about his stealing habit was that he stole your heart and you were still walking about with your body. So David is standing there and the people are around David. And he didn't know that the people are with him, but their hearts are with Absalom. His name means father of peace. They normally say that if you want to know somebody's character, just ask the meaning of their name. But this man's name was powerful, father of peace. And the guy was the opposite of peace. So it's ironical that a man with such a good name, nice name, will lead a great revolt in his own father's kingdom. Let's look at the signs of the Absalom spirit. There are many things I could have said about Absalom, but I want to discharge quickly. So number one is that the Absalom spirit stands at the gate. In fact, if you are a pastor, you should be very careful about church leaders who stand on the verandas. They don't like sitting in their own chair. In fact, even be careful about members who always sit at the back. They are very dangerous people. People who don't like coming near the front, and you've never seen them row 1, 2, 3, 4, and you don't see their faces, and they come to church in dark glasses. Be careful about leaders who come to church and before they share the grace, they have disappeared. These are people that are at the gate. Be careful about leaders who, when they say offering time, they run to the restroom. Watch them very well. Absalom stands at the gate. You see, he's not at the main place where everybody's operating. Be very careful if you are doing business and there's one particular worker who likes to meet the customers even before you, the owner of the company, meet them. And then he will tell you that, "Oh, Masa, who de jao mommy? Me no mube dili, me no mube dili." That is a man at the gate. So you want to be very careful about people who occupy strategic positions that you have not given them. You didn't appoint them to that position, but they are there. They are occupying the gate. You didn't appoint them to be ushers, but before you realize they are ushers. You didn't make them deacon, but they deacon themselves. The person is not a pastor. The church doesn't know him as a pastor. But before long, he's prophesying to people, interceding with people, and entering people's houses. This man is at the gate. So Absalom, number one, stands at the gate. Number two, Absalom is a man pleaser. Everyone who had the grievance, Absalom gave them favorable answer. He said, "Your matter is good." Somebody killed, somebody came. Absalom said, "Your matter is good." A thief came, "Your matter is good." Everybody's matter is good. Be very, very careful. Anytime you want to look good and your leader looks bad, be very careful. So be very careful if you are in the church and something is taking place, and maybe somebody has to be disciplined because the person is misbehaving, and you stand at the back and say, "Oh, don't mind Pastor Michael. As for this matter, I think you have a point." He hasn't got a point. Both of you are mad people. He hasn't got a point. Something is wrong with the way both of you are thinking. There's something wrong with you. Anytime you realize that an issue is happening and you are always supporting people who are doing wrong things, you have an Absalom spirit. They discipline somebody in the church and you are the first to say, "Oh, no, 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 you have a point." That is the way they are. They tell somebody, "Don't sing." And then you tell the person, "Oh, no, me if I'm you, I will sing. Nobody can stop me." Look, it's God who called us to sing. Nobody can stop us from singing. You have an Absalom spirit. So be very careful. Anytime you are in a system and you like to take a position to please everybody and make everybody happy, you have an Absalom spirit. And it can happen even in marriages. When your husband is busy trying to discipline children, as soon as your husband says, "Foolish boy," then mama will be sitting at the gate. "Hey, Azibi, don't mind him, man. Come. Come, come, don't mind him. He's drunk alcohol, that's why he's shouting like that. Azibi, come, come, come. Take that bread, bring it, let me cut some and give you." So mama has stood at the gate, pleasing all the children and turning them against the father. You understand what I'm saying? You're at the gate. So anytime you find out that you are judging things and you have become a man pleaser, you have an Absalom spirit. Then Absalom has got some serious imagination. He told the people, "If I were the king." But you are not the king. Absaloms have a lot of imagination. In fact, an Absalom can sit in a church and believe that they too, if they have opened a church, their church can even be bigger than the one we are in. Oh yeah, so he'll be working in the church. He said, "Look, my time will come. My season will come. I'm going to build a bigger ministry than this one." And he believes it. He believes he's called. The senior pastor is called pastor. He is an apostle. He is a prophet. Sometimes he can even add, "I'm a mega prophet in the church." So Absalom has a lot of imaginations. So the man started imagining that he is the king, and then pretends. Anybody that was coming to him, in terms of the kings of Israel, when you are approaching the king, you have to bow to the king. But Absalom, as the prince, would rather bow to you. What he said is that, "You know, me, I'm not these kind of kings people bow to. Me, I'm a very humble person. So, you know, I mean, yeah." When you see a pastor in a church who is playing Ludo with the members, play Ludo with them, and then tells you, "Oh, me, I'm not like the other pastors. Me, I'm a very humble person. I'm very simple. You can come to me at any time." And then he would rather get up and greet the people. And when he's sitting down and the people are coming, he says, "Oh, sit on my chair, sit on my chair." Then the others look like they like posts. But as for him, he's a very simple person. That is Absalom. This is pretense. Then he stole the hearts of the people. He stole the hearts of the people. Stealing the hearts of people is when you shift their heart from the legitimate owners of the heart to yourself. And that is why sometimes when a business collapses, you will see that some of the people who were in the original business follow the other one away because there was an Absalom spirit. And then in another scenario, when there is a church and there is a split in the church and you see some members have followed the pastor who broke away, it means he stole their hearts. So when you are working in a department, like you are in, choir, you are in ushering, you are in prayer department, you are Issachar force, you are in any of the departments. You will have to know that you are in the church and your loyalty and your commitment is to Jesus Christ and your senior pastor. That is it. So it doesn't matter which pastor is heading that department. It is your senior pastor that appointed him to be the head of that department. So if he decides to break away, allow him to break away alone. But in most of our churches, it's not like that. When somebody breaks away, you see members who follow the person. So if let's say there's a Fountain Gate Chapel Church somewhere in Zoko, and the pastor decides to break away from Fountain Gate Chapel, the members go with him because they didn't know where their allegiance was. The pastor has stolen their hearts. Number six, why you should take Absalom seriously is that it starts with the pretense, it starts with the heart stealing, it starts with standing at the gate, it starts with being a man pleaser, it starts with imagination, but it ends up with great conspiracy. Everybody say great conspiracy. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 11 to 12. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called. And they went in their simplicity and knew not anything. So most of the people that go with Absalom, they don't know anything. They go with Absalom, they don't know anything. They are completely unsuspecting. The Bible said Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor from his city. Even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifice. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. The man started with pretense, false humility, standing at the gate, stealing hearts. Pretense. Then suddenly, a very harmless scenario developed into a strong conspiracy. The Bible said the conspiracy was strong. And it even attracted Ahithophel. Ahithophel was an uncle of Bathsheba, the woman who David took and killed the husband. That was Ahithophel's niece. So Ahithophel, though he was David's counselor, he had a problem with David and he was waiting for a time to strike. So when Absalom realized that this Ahithophel had some bitterness because David had dealt with Bathsheba and Uriah, then he decided this is a good opportunity for me to strike. And they went and grabbed him. He was David's counselor. He ignored the position. They took him when he was offering sacrifices. So the guy was sacrificing, you know, unto Jehovah. Jehovah, I sacrifice. Jehovah, I worship. In the midst of the sacrifice, even before they could say amen, he's following rebellion. That means you don't take the position of the person for granted, and you don't think they are too holy, and then you don't think what they are doing is too holy for them to be dangerous. Before Ahithophel realized, Ahithophel was in the middle of controversy. The Bible said the controversy or the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. Absalom was not content with being a prince. He wanted the throne. Many people are not content with being princes and princesses. What they want is the throne. Many pastors in charismatic churches and circles don't want to be an associate pastor. They want to be a founder and a general overseer. They want to have their own church. The Absalom spirit is a pretentious spirit that uses love for the people as the pretext to usurp authority by dislodging the legitimate ruler from the hearts of the people and from the throne. That is my definition of the Absalom spirit. It is a pretentious spirit. And it uses love for the people. So you see it in the midst of the crowd. As soon as somebody is sick, Absalom's spirit will be there. When somebody has a marital problem, Absalom's spirit will be there. Absalom's spirit will go there even before the pastors get there. For example, maybe you know somebody has been sick for a long time in the church. And you get to hear. The best is to tell pastor, so and so member has been sick for a long time and has not been coming to church. So, what can we do? Then pastor may say, go and visit the person. So they go and they say, in the name of the senior pastor, we have come to say hello, and so on and so forth. But if Absalom, he won't tell Pastor Mike anything. He will go alone, visit the sick person, weep with the sick person, give the sick person Milo, give them a lenya bread, and say, and then they say, oh, since I fell sick, nobody has looked for me. Then be like, oh, it's not you alone. Anytime even we, those who are pastors, are sick, nobody looks for us. That is the way the system is. But you know, some of us are prayerful, so God has been touching our hearts, small, small, to look for the Lordship. Ah, bro, that's an Absalom spirit. If you want to be good on the behalf of all of us. Don't be good independently on your own. And sometimes they are not even pastors, they are church members. They'll visit another church member and they'll be like, oh, the pastors haven't been here. Oh, as for the pastors, don't mind them. We are here. We can feel what you feel. As a matter of fact, even this coughing you are coughing, I'm coughing with you. That's an Absalom spirit. Visit on the behalf of everybody. Pray with them on the behalf of everybody. Do things on the behalf of everybody. So the Absalom spirit is a pretentious spirit. It uses love for the people as a pretext to usurp authority and to dislodge the legitimate ruler from the hearts of the people and from the throne. How do I overcome the Absalom spirit? Number one, develop emotional discipline against the Absalom spirit. David was there and he started missing Absalom. Don't miss Absalom. Be emotionally strong. Because if you miss Absalom, very soon you will call Absalom back and Absalom will come and disturb you. Number two, be careful about giving Absalom a second chance. Anytime you want to give an Absalom a second chance, you should be very, very careful. Because something can move you emotionally and you are like, let me give this person a second chance. The person stole your goods. He was driving your taxi. He stole the taxi. He has come back. I cannot get work to do. Then you are like, okay, this time I won't give you a taxi. I will just tell you to manage my tractor for me. You are giving Absalom a second chance. I'm not saying never give Absalom a second chance. I am saying be very, very careful. When you give Absalom a second chance, give him a supervisor and let Absalom know I'm watching. And don't take your eyes off. Number three, remove Absalom from your gate. A gate is a strategic part of the city where legal and business affairs are conducted. Remove Absalom from strategic places. Don't make Absalom the head of a department. Don't make Absalom the deputy head of a department. Because very soon, Absalom will cause confusion. So, don't make Absalom the head of a department. God made sure that when Lucifer and Adam and Eve and Cain, by envy, manifested some characteristics, God didn't keep them. He threw Lucifer down from heaven. Adam and Eve, he drove them out of the Garden of Eden. Cain, he drove him out of his presence. You are now saying because of the love revolution, you cannot drive them out. I don't know whether you love more than God himself. And God, who is omnipotent, did not keep Lucifer in heaven. You want to keep Absalom in your house. He will kill you and kill everybody around you. And the worst part, he will deny you resurrection. Number four, educate the people around you to detect and resist the Absalom spirit. That is what I'm teaching you now. In 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 11 and 12, the Bible said, and with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called. So he called them like somebody who is being called into the ministry. or into the things of God. And they went in their simplicity and knew not anything. They did not know anything. Message translation of the Bible says it in another way. Do we have that one? 200 men went with Absalom from Jerusalem. But they had been called together, knowing nothing of the plot, and they made the trip innocently. So these people know nothing about the plot, and they are just following innocently. God's word translation. That one says, 200 men were invited from Jerusalem, went with Absalom. They went innocently, knowing nothing about Absalom's plans. In fact, that is why, in many cases, when somebody breaks away from a church and people follow them, later on they say, we didn't know what was going on. In fact, some of the people sometimes still think that the one who has broken away is still a pastor of the main church. Then number 5, build an army to counteract Absalom's rebellion. Absalom is not a performer. He's not an entertainer. He's a very dangerous man. He's ready for war. And you can only overcome Absalom's spirit with an army. You cannot overcome Absalom's spirit without an army. So you need to form an army. The army is not like getting soldiers to beat him up, maybe use a knife on him, use a cutlass on Absalom. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is, for example, to deal with an Absalom spirit, you need a prayer force. Because you need prayer force to deal with the amount of evil that they carry. And then number 2, you will need strategic damage control people. People that can handle damage control, because when the Absalom spirit goes through a church, it goes with a lot of rumors, gossip, exaggerations, things that are not true. And they'll tell everybody, you know, the man is my father. I know him very well. What I'm saying is the right thing. And then everybody's believing it. So you need people that can do real damage control. And then you need counselors who can deal with the people they poison, because they poison a lot. So you need an army. You need to build an army to deal with that Absalom spirit. To deal with Absalom's spirit, you must be ruthless. Don't take it for granted. Today I was just praying and meditating on this meeting, and a picture, imagery, came to my mind. When Elijah told his servant, go and see whether the rain is about to fall. He went and came and said, there's nothing. He said, go again. Came again, he said nothing. Go again, came again, he said nothing. Go again, came again, said nothing. He said, go. He went the 7th time and came and said, I see a cloud like the hand of a man. And the prophet said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. That means a cloud with the size of the hand of a man can lead to a downpour of rain. Ladies and gentlemen, rebellion, pretense, hypocrisy, like the size of a man's hand, can cause unimaginable chaos in your family, unimaginable chaos in a ministry, unimaginable chaos in a nation. A coup d'etat in a whole country begins with a conversation of 2 friends who are repairing their shoes at the shoemaker's shop. And before you realize there's a coup d'etat, don't take anything for granted. And let me tell you this, there is an instruction in the Bible. That instruction belongs to good people. It doesn't belong to bad people. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. The Bible didn't say warn the scorner. It said cast out the scorner, and contention shall cease. People, some things in this world, the solution is to sack. Whether it's in the church, it's in a home, it's in a business, the solution is to what? Sack. Look at the Absalom thing. He's just pretending, I'm the king. He's just pretending, bow down to. Before long, people are dying. Women are being raped. You don't want to sit down and look at the spirit for a thing to get to that point.
I believe you've been blessed by this message. For further information, please visit www.eastwoodanaba.com. God bless you richly.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.